Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. We're blessing the fleet in Texas, and it's helping our coastal fishermen.
Well, that's right. And the blessing is very important to all the Texas shrimpers along the Texas coast. Each year, the blessing of the fleet celebrates the opening of Texas shrimp season. And back on July the 6th, just a little over a month ago, members of the Texas shrimp industry gathered at Brownsville Shrimp Basin and were greeted by Father Mark Waters. It was a time to reflect, prepare, give thanks to God, and ask for a blessing for all our hard work, our Texas shrimpers, for the upcoming season.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it is. And it's even better that Texas is the only Gulf state that closes its coastal waters each year. We shut them down about mid-May until mid-July, and this allows the shrimp to grow and repopulate. Texas commercial fishermen follow important conservation standards to help preserve and protect our environment. I believe that's something we can all get on board with. Texas shrimpers, along with other industry partners, ensure that this safe, renewable resource remains an abundant Lone Star resource for decades to come.
And buying Texas shrimp means our money stays right here.
Well, that's right. When you head off to the grocery store this week to buy wild-caught Texas Gulf shrimp and other homegrown products, know that you're supporting our state's economy and our local businesses. You'll also be helping to create jobs and boost our agriculture industry. Texas shrimpers responsible for more than one-third of all the shrimp harvested from the Gulf of Mexico each year. There's plenty of Texas shrimp to go around. Remember, friends, if you're not enjoying Texas Gulf shrimp, you're missing the boat.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.